Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to talk about a comment from Jack. This is a listener, which is great. We don't get too many comments very often. And then we're going to talk about Azure pricing, and that's something that Jack recommended we talk about. And then we're going to talk about Azure planning and how we got to this point, right? So the first thing we're going to talk about is Jack's comment, which I thought was really cool. And what Jack wanted us to talk about is Azure pricing. But he did mention that he thought that Azure documentation for Microsoft was pretty good. But he also mentioned that it's kind of, it leaves out what he called dirty bits under the hood, is what he called it. And I get what he's saying here. And that is that you see something in the documentation, but it's not explaining why that's there. You know, why do I have to configure, let's say, Azure Active Directory Domain Services a certain way? You know, why are they making me do this? And that required me to go out to Reddit and ask people questions about that. So I had to do extra research that's not part of the documentation. And that's just part of the process now, right? But it is extra work, and you have to be willing to go that extra mile to learn how these things work and why you're doing certain things. But then he says he wanted us to, or he thought that it would be beneficial for our listeners to hear something about Azure pricing, Office 365 pricing, or licensing, and how does that work? And
yeah, because a lot of people get confused and they don't really understand it. He seems to think that once that you get it set up, it's going to work really well. But he wanted kind of some clarification for everybody. So you had to do more research on that, didn't you?
Yeah. And here's the thing about licensing. And it's not just a Microsoft thing. It's an everybody thing, right? When you go to look at licensing, it's super confusing. And one of the things that Microsoft said on one of their websites I was looking at today is that they're transparent. Well, not really, because it's so hard to figure out what it is you're paying for.
Like sometimes you end up paying more than what you need to because you don't understand that you may not need some things.
Exactly. And so that's something that we need to work on. We need to figure out what this is all about, how it works, and what did we actually pay for? Because, you know, at this point, I'm not entirely sure what we paid for.
Right. So now one of the things that you and I talked about was to sit down and figure out, okay, what is it that our network needs? And is there, you know, a package that has a certain price that has everything that we have? Or would it be a better deal for us to continue to go pay as we go?
Well, here's what we have to look at first. We need to take a giant step backwards and ask ourselves this very basic question. What are the options for Azure pricing? And what does that actually mean, right? And so first off, it's very confusing because there's a couple of things that you're going to be looking at, which is you have a subscription that you pay for, and then you have support contracts, which doesn't make sense to me, but those two things are kind of separate from each other. And that's something that I'm learning about, right? So I'm not entirely sure how these things work. But here's what I was able to figure out. On our Azure portal, we can go into our subscription. And then I found some documentation that suggested you can change your subscription. But I think what happened with our account when I set it up, and we have the free model at this point, right? I did set up pay-as-you-go, but it seems to still be stuck on the free side of things. And so I think what's going to have to happen is that we need to get our first bill before we can change our subscription. And I'm not entirely sure we can change it to anything else. And I'll talk about that in a minute. So there's the subscription that you actually have. And then there's some other things in there. But when we talk about the subscription stuff and changing that, again, I have the free stuff in there. So then I thought, well, how do I see what options we have? So you can actually have multiple subscriptions, depending on what it is you're trying to accomplish. Not entirely sure why we would have multiple subscriptions, but that's an option. So I clicked on the Add a Subscription button, and it brought up this window. And this window, on the window, it said, you have the option of doing pay-as-you-go, professional, professional direct support, standard support, and Azure in open. And then the question is, well, what is all of that? So you can click on those things and it will give you more information about that. Now, one thing that I will point out here is that I did hear about enterprise pricing for your subscription, but that requires you to sign your life away, give up your firstborn child, and Microsoft will give you better pricing. But that's enterprise pricing, right? So we're so small that I don't think that we're ever going to be able to get that, right? Because you need to be paying in large volume. You know, you have, you know, 400, 500, 600 users, and then Microsoft says, oh, you're going to use enough of Azure that makes sense for us to give you a discount of some kind, right? It's custom pricing that way. So I think what's going to happen is that we're going to be stuck with pay as you go. But then the question is, well, what's all this other stuff, right? What is this thing where it says professional direct support? What is that? And so when you start clicking on these things, you see that there's other options in there just for support. And then I found out that there's this account center that Microsoft has, and that tells you more about the stuff that you've paid for on Azure. And so on that setup, it says that we are paying for developer support. And so you have basic support, and there's developer support. It's $29 a month. I think that's a good thing for us to do. It's probably why I selected it at one point. And what that allows us to get is that you and I can send email to Microsoft and say, hey, my Azure's not working. Help me. Whereas with basic support, you're kind of on your own. You don't really get to do that. We're going to have to talk about that later on as we learn more about this to figure out, you know, what level of support do we actually need? What plan do we go with? But you can take a look at the different options they have in there. So we have...
So do you pay for basic support if that's what you choose?
Basic support comes with Azure.
Oh, okay.
And it's
okay.
Basically almost no support at all.
All right.
So in this case, what we went with is developer support. And then you have support plans. So again, we have basic, which is the default one. Then there's developer. Again, that's the one that we have. There's standard. And then we have professional direct and premier, which I'm assuming is kind of like enterprise support. And you have to figure out how you're going to pay for that. And it's probably customized pricing. You know, you go to Microsoft, you give up your firstborn child, and they say, oh yeah, we're gonna help you every second you contact us, right? We'll be right there the second you call us. We can't afford that. So we have, again, developer, which allows us to send email to Microsoft and they will help us try to fix our stuff. And there's a few other things that they also offer in that in terms of when they do certain things to our equipment, right? Our infrastructure in the cloud. And they're not going to, you know, do maintenance in the middle of the day during business hours because that's probably not going to be a good thing for us. So you do get some other beneficial things when you pay for support. But again, we're going to have to learn more about that because it is confusing. But that's not the end of it, because there's other things here that we have to start thinking about. When we do our Azure planning, you know, we have to include price as part of that process. And I should point out that for most of the stuff that we're doing, we've been using the Cisco Network Lifecycle for our projects.
Right.
Right. So the first phase of that is the prepare phase, right? And then you go into planning. And I've always said that prepare is where you gather your information. Because when I took the Cisco Design Associate certification, that's what I remember being on the test, is that you go to prepare, that's where you gather your information. Cisco has since changed that. And now they're calling that prepare phase the business planning phase. And they're talking about things like services and all of that. But part of that is where you start looking at things like price. And this actually comes out of ITIL, because Cisco is kind of borrowing that whole ITSM process from ITIL, where you talk about services. And then, you know, if the first phase is your business idea or your business plan, part of that is going to have to include, you know, the price. Somebody's got to pay for this service, right? And so what you're trying to do in this particular phase is you need to justify why you're going to use a particular service or introduce new technology. There has to be a business reason for that. So originally I justified this by saying to myself, well, work wants us to go to Azure at some point. So why don't I get the Azure account? I can play around with it. The server guy that I work with has been talking about it. He says there's a free account. Might as well go take a look at this. And that way I can learn something about it before we actually implement it. So that was my sort of business reason for getting Azure. And then when I saw all the cool things you could do with it, I thought, wow, this is something that we can use for Section 9. We migrate all of our Windows 10 systems to the cloud, right? We have that domain controller in the cloud that we connect to. We use one username and password to get in. This is going to be awesome.
Well, one of the things that Jack was saying is how happy you're going to be once that you have it set up the way you want it, that it actually is pretty cool and it works really well.
Exactly. And we haven't seen that yet, but that's what he's saying, and that's what everybody else is kind of hinting at. And again, so when we talk about the justifications for this, we have, for Section 9 anyway, simplified user account management, again, where we have our Windows 10 systems joined to the domain in the cloud, we log in with one username and password, and we're happy. The other justification I have for this is that we're going to be learning something that looks more business-like, right? So if we want to go back to our business idea, we can use this information that we learn here by implementing Azure to actually provide that same kind of service to our customers, right? And then when you say, okay, well, I'm not going to do a business, but I'm just in IT, how does this help me? Well, I think in the future, what's going to happen is that, you know, Azure experience is going to be something that people are going to be looking for. Because I think going forward, people are not really going to want that physical server in the office. They're going to want to just say, forget that. I'm going cloud. Well, how do you do that? You have to have some Azure experience to help deploy all of that. So we're going to get that by deploying it for Section 9. But now we have to think about the money issue, right? How much is this going to cost us? And then can we afford that? Because I'm paying out of pocket for this pay-as-you-go model for Azure. So what's the price tag for this thing? And that's where the Azure calculator comes in. And you go to the calculator, you pick the options you want. You know, we say, okay, I want one Windows server. I want it to have this much RAM, this many CPUs. I'm going to use it for this many hours a month. And then I want Active Directory domain services because we're going to be using that. We say we have the developer support contract. You know, it puts in that $29 a month. And then at the end of it all, it calculates how much you're going to spend every month for Azure.
And where is this calculator?
We're going to put a link to it in the show notes.
Okay.
So it's a Microsoft website you go to, gives you all this information. It's great. And it gives you ways to actually share that information.
Nice.
And so, you know, if you have a boss that's saying, hey, I want to move to Azure, what's it going to cost us? You can use the calculator to help you figure out what the cost is going to be. So what you and I have to do is go to that website and start figuring out what the price of Azure is going to be for us, right? Not paying for it yet.
Right.
But we will once our free account is up.
But it sounds like it's a really good tool for you to be planning the budgeting for Azure.
Exactly. And you know, when you look at what we've gotten ourselves into, it's a lot, right? It was last episode we talked about the fact that you have to know some network engineering, you have to know some Microsoft or Windows system administration, you have to understand you know, how the cloud fits in with what you have locally. And there's a lot of bits that we just don't understand yet. You know, like how do we get our Windows 10 systems to join that domain in the cloud? Well, we haven't seen that part yet, right? We haven't done that yet. So there's just a lot of things that we have to figure out. And then this Microsoft licensing thing is just one more thing that we're going to have to learn. And if you're managing Azure or Office 365, you're just going to have to do that. You're going to have to learn what some of this is all about because you need to know what it is you're paying for. And do you have the right support contract? Do you have the right licensing for Office 365 to give you the applications you want to have access to, right? Some of those applications like Visio, oftentimes that's an extra addition because most people don't need that in a business environment, but IT people do. And so they may go ahead and request that. So those are some things that you have to think about. And there's a real reason why we didn't go down that path last episode is because it's super confusing, even though Microsoft is going to say, well, we're being transparent, here it is. You have to do a lot of research to figure this out. And back when I used to manage Office 365, I had to call people to say, hey, how do I renew the licensing? What am I paying for? And how come I can't see certain things? And oh, by the way, I want Visio, but look, it doesn't show up in our account. How come I can't? And I tried to buy it on the website, but it doesn't work. And so it was confusing when I started using it, and it is still confusing now. In fact, it's just a big pain in the ass. But you need to know what it is you're paying for so you get the right stuff and you don't end up in a situation where, like, for example, you may be thinking you have A when really you have B and it's not what you want. Or like you were saying earlier, you pay an extra for things you don't need.
Because right? You don't know you don't need them.
You don't understand the licensing. And so what happens is you just pay for the thing, not realizing you're paying extra for stuff you don't need. So these are things that we're going to have to sit down and talk about. You know, what parts of Azure are we going to be using? What licensing do we need to have for that? How much is it going to cost us? And then when we go to Office 365, that's a whole nother issue because there's a lot of different options there.
Let's get through Azure first before we dabble into that.
Yeah, so we're still trying to figure out how to get Azure to work for us. And then once we start paying for it, we got to watch the money side of it because it's going to get expensive. Anything else you want to add?
Actually, yes, I would really like to thank Jack for his ticket because he brought up, you know, something to our attention that we needed to look at and we didn't know. So I think this was pretty important and, you know, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this was good. And something that we just, you know, it's one of those things where
sometimes you don't think about it.
Well, it was there in the back of my mind because mm-hmm. I knew I was going to have to pay for it. But I also knew it was going to be painful to try to go down that path. And so I was avoiding it, which is why I didn't talk about it last episode. So
this needed to be one of the first things that you needed to look at, actually.
Exactly. You need to pay attention to that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can send us a ticket from the website at section9.us. And if you want to take a look at our show notes, we'll have links to things like the Azure calculator. You can take a look at that on our website as well. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.